This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Tomorrow night, opening hour will be Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, and followed up in the final hour by the premiere of Dean Weingarten on Lock and Load. I've long looked for him, and then I just happened to ask David Kodrio if he knew his number, and he said, oh yeah, Dean, I got him. So that'll be his premiere on the show tomorrow night. There is a new timeline now coming out of Las Vegas. The reported timeline was that previously on the Las Vegas shooting, Jesus Campos, the security guard, was supposedly wounded at between 10:17 and 10:19, 10 minutes after Paddock began shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival. In the revised timeline, they're saying he was shot and wounded in the leg now at 9:59 p.m. as he approached the door of Suite 135 on the 32nd floor before the shooting on the crowd started. There are many changes in possible scenarios that come with this revelation and many questions. The security guard is reported as responding to a door ajar alarm on another room. Why was he shot? Sheriff Lombardo says Campos reported the shooting immediately, but the police did not know about it until they discovered him on the 32nd floor, wounded, about 18 minutes later. Coming from abcnews.go.com, on Monday, Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo announced a change to the sequence of events that occurred on October 1st, saying a security guard who encountered Paddock was actually shot at 9:59, minutes before the 64-year-old unleashed a hail of gunfire on unsuspecting concertgoers. Previously, they said that he had opened fire on the crowd below prior to shooting the security guard. Now, according to the new timeline, the shooting on the crowd did not happen for another 6-plus minutes. That's a really long time for no action to be taken on the shooting of a security guard. The mass killer may have panicked at the version or the vision of the security guard, and it may have preempted his plans, precipitating an attack before he was completely ready. There will be more details that will come out in the weeks and months to come, and we're already hearing the killer was depressed and in pain. And this could lead to suicidal planning, although that's common in these sort of mass shootings, but at the same time, we've been hearing, right, that he was planning on getting away. But what the timeline change reinforces is the understanding that seconds are precious in responding to these events. It's pure speculation, but there are some people wondering out there if hotel policy might be different or delayed for those at the highest level. Might there have been previous shootings where someone was wounded by other high-level guests where everything was covered up for a price? Perhaps accidents where the hotel did not want the bad publicity. And all the hotel management knew from the above scenario before the mass killer opened up on the crowd was that someone on Suite 135 had shot through a door and hit a security guard in the leg. And the guard was mobile. The wound did not appear life-threatening. Making this a police matter may have seemed premature. Maybe the on-duty management was trying to determine the best approach to take. We won't know about that until later on down the road. And it is still not known by, I have not heard yet whether a ambulance was called for Campos, the security guard. If 911 was called, there will be a record of that. Now, because of this, of course, the anti-gun rights crusaders are calling for new and improved background checks. This will solve everything. You know why they're dancing. They're dancing in the blood of victims. That's what they do. The problem is that a background check is a lie. It's a Polaroid snapshot. The Crusaders' big claim, now repeated on all the old news channels, is that the existing check has stopped about 3 million gun sales. What a glorious achievement. They need more of this, they say. Not a single reporter in the entire profession has the brains, training, or ethics to even ask the most obvious question, and this perpetuates the lie. Whether that's deliberate or ignorance or stupidity or a plot, it doesn't matter. What matters is it's harmful. So I'll ask, have there been 3 million arrests made? It's a serious crime to try to get guns if you legally can't. You know that. The check is designed to find criminals trying to buy guns at retail. They're banned. And they're really bad dudes, bank robbers, rapists, murderers, fugitives, addicts, the mentally unstable, spousal abusers, jihadis, illegal aliens. It's a federal list. It's a long-term felony for these people to try. What's good is the background check if it finds these villains and has them right there in the store with the FBI on the phone, for Pete's sake, and we just turn them away. Do you know how much money that's being spent on this particular thing? Do you want to catch and lock up the element or not? You have their signatures on the form as proof. The background check is a lie. But then we have to ask the question, are these people really guilty of anything? That's one of the excuses the Brady supporters and authorities give, and they have a bunch of them, for not locking up virtually any of the desperados that they identify. A positive hit in the system is insufficient grounds to dispatch an arresting unit. It's not exactly court-quality evidence to press charges. And right now you're going to say, what? Put another way, these 3 million background check victims experience denial of their fundamental constitutional right to buy a gun by government clerks and a list. They can't confront their accuser. They did not get a reason for the denial, and in significant numbers, the denials were wrong. And they were essentially convicted and denied their rights without a trial. And their due process was revoked. The background check is worse than a lie. It's a travesty. For those 3 million denials, prosecutions are extremely rare. Left wing dreamed this up and got it enacted, dancing in blood like now back in the 1990s. And it seems to make sense like many of their schemes, but in practice it's totally bogus. Destroys due process, it plays find and release with criminals, can't distinguish between the guilty and the innocent, wastes all kinds of money. They don't care. They just promote it like crazy, maybe because they are and it is. And the reporters are coming along. The BID system, or the blind ID system, performs a similar function, but it costs far less and doesn't register gun owners by the tens of millions, like the NICS system seems to. Gun owner registration is the primary but unspoken goal of the current plan. When Janet Reno first built the thing in Clarksburg, West Virginia, back in 1998, not only was it a registration system in direct violation of the enabling statute's ban on recording, she had the audacity to announce that her $250 million computer could not erase records. Hubris lives in the bureaucrats. The FBI assures us none of the inbound gun buyer data is stored in any way, but you can't audit, and how much faith do you have in that? In the BIDS system, instead of gathering millions of innocent people's names, licensed dealers receive the names of the bad guys, like wanted posters, and then they check it out in their stores. Simple. Efficient. Encoded. Log so you can't check out their daughter's boyfriend. And we trust the certified dealers to sell guns. We can trust them to look up their customers in a secure phone book. So this whole BIDS idea might make sense. The send me your name NICS registration scheme is a hoax from the word go. But ever since the last administration change, the nation is learning how much one side perpetually lies. A background check does not guarantee that you are going to be a good person if you buy a gun. It just doesn't. Of course, that's not what they say they were for. But they say that expanded background checks, universal background checks, will stop everything. Everything will be great. Except it won't. You can't enforce it. There's no registry. There's not going to be a registry per se. And you may have that registry with the NICS, but you haven't figured out what to do with all that data, have you? No. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, Dianne Fine Frankenstein is wanting to ban bump fire stocks. And a bump fire stock, do you remember when you were a kid and you would play football in school on your desk with that little triangular folded piece of paper? And you were trying to slide it across your desk and get one little edge off of that. Am I dating myself? I know in the age of video games, I'm sure that's gone. We used to do that to occupy our mind. If so, the bump fire stock of that time would have been a really slick piece of Kydex shaped like that. It was nice and round and everything else. That would have been the bump fire stock, taking the idea and making it into an actual piece of apparatus. Bump firing, if you have a hip, two hands, if you keep one hand in one place and one hand in the other, you can bump fire a semi-automatic weapon without a bump fire stock. So getting rid of bump fire stocks doesn't get rid of bump firing. Gun community is evenly divided on just whether these stocks should be legal or not. They are. And heretofore, they've not been an issue. I don't really think they're an issue now. Even if something is done to ban them, it's not going to stop the problem. It won't prevent another maniac from using bump fire to kill numerous people if he is so inclined. The bump fire stock is useful for bump firing, but eliminating those won't eliminate the bump fire technique. Some might ask, but doesn't Senator Fine Frankenstein's bill ban other devices that assist in these kind of things? And they're right, but unfortunately the ban is useless. It's a useless ban. You can use a rubber band to do that. Yeah. You can use your belt loop. Either. And, you know, are we going to ban belt loops and rubber bands, too? And if you're not going to ban these office supplies and parts of clothing, her proposal is less than useless because, after all, a would-be killer who wants to use bump fire to kill can get rubber bands and is probably wearing pants. Bump fire stocks give you, it's a thing for, it gives you a thrill. For somebody that's ever had shooting, okay, let me make sure that we understand this. Shooting a weapon on fully automatic with somebody else's ammo is thrilling for me. Shooting with my own ammo, it just makes me cry. And I just cry hard and a lot. So, it's not that I think it is dumb or anything. It's just not something I would ever use. Ammo's not cheap enough for me to really want to waste it like that. Though I'm... but I have wasted Uncle Sam's before. But I was using a weapon that was actually designed to do that. Fully automatic weapon, purposely built to be that way. I prefer semi-automatic because in a training situation, there's far too much more. There's lots of legitimate training to be done. And while I may think it may be slightly dumb, I don't think it should be illegal, and I don't think a stock that helps facilitate it should be illegal. Because you're outlawing one tool used for bump fire, but that won't end the practice. Shooters who are so inclined will continue to bump fire. You can actually, if you know what you're doing, you can shoulder the weapon. There's some guys that are just that good, and you can get aimed fire. Some guys are just so trained and practiced and fast in the semi-automatic realm, like Jerry Michalik, Aaron Cowan, Chris Costa, Travis Haley. Some of these guys can run a gun so fast, and they have set it up so well, that it sounds like you're bump firing. Jerry Michalik, I mean, he... I don't know what's the longest string of fire he's ever done, but I know for 10 rounds, I'm sure he can just blaze. Fast shooting, though, is here to stay. No matter what Dianne Fine Frankenstein or Shannon Watts or Michael Bloomberg and company think about it, even if they could manage to end bump fire completely, and that's a ridiculously lost cause, they won't end quick shooting. I would actually rather a shooter wanting to kill me try to use bump fire than really fast aimed fire like Haley or Michalik. Because if Haley or Michalik or somebody that good pulls up on me, I'm in deep trouble. That's the thing about bump fire. When you look at the numerous videos that are out there about bump fire, They very rarely show somebody actually hitting a target. And there's a reason for that. Bump fire is notoriously inaccurate, much like automatic fire in the hands of most people. In the military, we were not told, you know, we were taught not to hold the trigger down, but to send it out in bursts and try to control where the rounds are going. It's almost impossible to use bump fire effectively against people unless you have a large mass of folks, like the Route 91 Music Festival. But once people start to disperse, that effectiveness ends. So for those that intend to ban them, well, I know you're going to try. I know you're going to try. But nothing will really change so far as public safety is concerned. Those dedicated to committing atrocities like Las Vegas will still have a plethora of options available to them to create this exact same kind of mayhem. That's something any Secret Service agent will tell you, that if somebody is that determined to get in close, they're going to get in close. That's why nowadays protective details are just about swarms. They swarm their subject. The one that they're trying to protect is who they're, you know, they tackle him, they surround him with their bodies and everything. It's not surgical anymore. Not like it used to be. And when it was surgical, it wasn't that good of a system of protection. So there is no law that's going to be a guarantor against this kind of an attack. There simply is not. And is not. There is not going to be. So banning things, since it's not going to change anything, becomes a futile exercise. And it takes people who own something that has been legal for the last 4 or 5 years, and it makes them criminals. Wait a minute, I just described why Democrats want gun control, what, 99.9% of the time, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson said the U.S. gun control debate should include a discussion on whether the government should buy back some guns, as has been done in Australia. He talked about this on Meet the Press and came on this past Sunday morning when political talk shows across the dial were dominated by the mass shooting in Las Vegas on October the 1st. He told Chuck Todd, it's not going to stop, and you know, these things happen, they're awful, they're tragic, and then we start to gun debate, non-debate. Because one reason it's a non-debate is that we debate. Well, what specific piece of legislation could have stopped this incident? And you can never put your finger on it. And therefore, you can't talk about any piece of legislation that might have stopped the last one or might stop the next one. Robinson, who's also an MSNBC analyst, cited gun control measures in Australia as a possible remedy. He said, meanwhile, and here we go, we're using the mainstream stuff, which is flawed. There are 300 million guns in this country, and so a real gun debate has to look at that fact. 300 million guns. Try 660, Eugene. And we need, you know, to look at what was done in a place like Australia where they had a gun buyback. And gun control is permissible, according to the Supreme Court. And so if Congress were to decide it won't happen, were to decide that automatic assault rifles, long guns, or something like, you know, military-style weapons or something that citizens should not have, they should be police and military only, and we're going to buy them back, that would have an impact. It's not going to happen, but that would have an impact, and that's what the debate ought to be. Banning the bump stock devices, which the Las Vegas shooter used, appears to be gaining momentum on Capitol Hill, but that's only if you're talking to the Democrats. Talking about it and voting for it is two different things. A semi-automatic weapon. They say that the bump fire stock allows a semi-automatic weapon to fire more rounds per minute and effectively act as a fully automatic weapon. No. It does not. It has a little shelf that's pushing your finger off the trigger, and then that little shelf pops back due to physics, and then your finger hits the trigger again, and then it's coming forward and popping you off. And you're just pulling the trigger really fast, basically vibrating. Your hand is basically vibrating on the trigger. I really do wish... You know, it's fun to talk about it with David, but it's also frustrating. Because when you talk about it, and you realize how dumb some of this stuff is, well, it just makes you wonder. Then you say public education. You know, there was five really major media embarrassments came out of the Las Vegas shooting. Number one, the CBS executive not even sympathetic for the Republican country music fans. Haley Geftman-Gold, that one. She wrote on Facebook that she didn't have any sympathy. Now she doesn't have any employment. According to CBS, this individual who is with us for approximately 1 year violated the standards of our company and is no longer an employee of CBS. Her views, as expressed on social media, are deeply unacceptable to all of us at CBS. Our hearts go out to the victims of in Las Vegas and their families. You know what, CBS? That's not enough. Item number two, the media immediately politicized shooting to push for gun control. And, of course, the NRA. Got to go after the NRA. Piers Morgan called the group a vile organization with a sinister, deadly grip on the lawmakers. Keith Olbermann said the NRA needed to be ended, and a number of Democrats also used the Vegas shooting to attack their organization. Jimmy Kimmel told the gun nuts that they bear some responsibility for the Vegas shooting. That would be me and you, by the way. Fox News' Hannity slammed the media for its immediate politicization and slamming the left and the media for its impulse to politicize this tragedy as they do other tragedies as beyond the pale. And he played a clip of mainstream media commentators politicizing the tragedy last week. Number three, MSNBC CNN show complete lack of knowledge about guns. Yeah. several incidents show they have no conception of what these things are. They reported reported false information about firearm suppressors, incorrectly saying they can't effectively silence a weapon. Scarborough piled on, saying that gun manufacturers make money off mass shootings, and an MSNBC panelist puzzlingly claimed that hunters use suppressors when they're hunting the deer so that the prey can't hear them. CNN's John Berman falsely stated that bump stocks will turn semi-automatic weapons into machine guns. Chris Cuomo, who I don't even know why he's still alive, to be honest with you, I'm surprised he hasn't just expired, joined in with bump stocks fake news saying you can buy something that is legal to change semi-automatic to automatic. Number four, the media commentators went off on white mass shooters, but white mass shooters commit less mass shootings per capita. Writer Charles Clymer tweeted, if we're going to, by Republican logic, we would have a ban on white men in public a long time ago. Former Clinton White House staffer Claude Taylor joined in saying, we need travel ban for white men. Newsweek published a story titled, White Men Have Committed More Mass Shootings Than Any Other Group, while a CNN op-ed said how America has silently accepted the rage of white men. Bustle published a story stating white men commit mass shootings more than any other group. Why aren't we talking about that? We're not talking about it because that narrative is not based on any sort of fact, you idiots. When the number of mass shootings perpetrated by white people is measured against their share of the population, turns out they were actually underrepresented as mass shooters, not overrepresented. Even Slate, the leftist site, published a story stating mass shooters aren't disproportionately white. It's very confusing to be out in leftist newsland. And then my favorite, Jeff Zeleny, he pointed out that country music fans are Trump supporters. He said, something else I think to keep in mind, a lot of these country music supporters are likely Trump supporters. This is something, of course, hitting the tapestry of all Americans, and they're going to be victims from across the country here. He never did explain what he was talking about when he said that, what he meant by it, or the relevance of it, simply pointing out that immediately after a mass shooting, many of the dead were Trump supporters. Now, is that supposed to be okay? Are we supposed to get some sort of, comfort from that? the leftists, they you know, when you're sitting around going, I'd like to see a little transparency in, you know, in news today, I got one. There it is. There's your transparency. They can't, in the heat of the moment, they're going to be all over the place. They have to have a few days to sit back and get their story together. But in the heat of the moment, they are all over the map. All over the map. So, oh, these crazy, crazy, crazy media people. They don't know what they're talking about. They're so fast to try to get something over on us, to try to get us to blink, to get us to concede. They didn't pay any, they paid as much attention to the last election as the establishment Republicans did. That's the saddest thing. Everybody out there would have been, it would have served everybody good for that little dosage of humble pie to take that serving. I think that would have been great. But, you know, you can take the horse to the water, but you definitely cannot make them drink. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. George Carlin once said, "May the forces of evil become confused on their way to your house." We get this from the New York Times. Two of the rifles were outfitted with medium magnification scopes and two-legged supports known as bipods attached to the undersides of the weapons. These additions would have helped Mr. Paddock target specific individuals. That's a quotation from a news article. It's as if Torquemada, the Grand Inquisitor in 15th century Spain, has been reincarnated in 2017 to write about medium magnification scopes and two-legged supports known as bipods, as if they were creations of the devil himself. Take note, gun owners of America. Take note of the leftist, nonsensical, but deliberate vilification of bipods, scopes, bump stocks, etc. The leftists may appear loony, but never underestimate the rationale and the precision of their detailed plan to utterly destroy the reality of private gun ownership in the United States. So there is a method in their madness, but what does it mean? What does it mean? At this point in Hamlet, Hamlet and Polonius are interacting on stage, but there's a quotation that is technically spoken by Polonius to the audience in an aside. Well, Polonius is saying that even though Hamlet is talking crazy, it actually makes sense. The quote is, though this may be madness, yet there is method in it. So, or as Sean Lupka said, "I'm not paranoid, I'm not scared, I'm just a little prepared as I embrace the chaos that is this short ride we get in the universe." Yeah. Another thing that I haven't really addressed too much is, once again, we're hearing about all the mass shootings we're having. We've had 270 or something like that. These things happen at alarming rates, so we have to do something. And of course, as we all know, that something usually means punishing those of us who didn't do anything wrong for the crimes of someone else. They want to make it harder for the law-abiding citizen, despite no evidence that it would actually stop a mass killing. But some of these guys are spouting numbers that make no sense, claiming that there's a mass killing nearly every day. And that doesn't sound even remotely right. And if that were true, wouldn't we be seeing news about this almost every day? So David Koppel did a little fact-checking over at the Wall Street Journal. He writes, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut responded to last week's Las Vegas massacre by issuing a statement in which he claimed already this year there have been more mass shootings than days in the year. That was last Monday, the 275th day of 2017. Could Senator Murphy possibly be right? Certainly not by the ordinary definition of mass shootings, which includes attacks like the one in Las Vegas, the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, the Colorado Columbine High School shooting, Virginia Tech, Aurora, you know. Of late, such infamous crimes have hit the national news several times a year, but nowhere near a daily basis. Gun control advocates like Mr. Murphy seek to alarm the public by exaggerating the scale of the problem. I prefer instead to go with the FBI's definition of it because it's very clear-cut. They define a mass murder as four or more victims slain in one event in one location. But there's different sets of mass killings. The mass killing we're talking about here is the stranger, hard to pin down, you know. It's not like a drug deal gone bad. It's not familicide. It's not domestic violence. This is something else. The something else is the scary one. All of them are scary, but since I'm not, I don't deal in drugs, since I'm not a domestic abuser, since I'm not going to kill anybody in my family, I don't know if that means that anybody in my family might kill me, but, you know, anything's possible. But you get what I'm saying. The ones that bother me the most are the ones that you can't put your thumb on why they did it. In an average year, well, let me take you back. Starting with the FBI's definition of four or more fatalities, the Congressional Research Service reported that from 1999 through 2013, there were an average of 20 to 22 mass shootings in the U.S. annually. In an average year, four of those would be mass public shootings, the kind that often get national media attention. Of the rest, about half are familicides, killings within a family or a strange family, taking place in a private residence. The other half were attributable to an underlying criminal activity or commonplace circumstance like armed robbery, gang activity, insurance fraud, or romantic triangles. Now, the website Mass Shooting Tracker, by contrast, counted 340 mass shootings in the U.S. between New Year's Day and last Monday, consistent with Mr. Murphy's claim of more than one a day. Now, they use a much broader definition of a mass shooting, which, by the way, is not, you know, I know the FBI is not one of those great organizations, but are we going to listen to these guys? Or are we going to listen to, you know, law enforcement on this? They use a broader definition, an incident where four or more people are shot in a single shooting spree. This may include the gunman himself or police shootings of civilians around the gunman. Under this definition, the shootings needn't be fatal. This is the indiscriminate methodology that the gun confiscation fetishists favor. Not actually helpful in reducing violence, but that's what they like. Different solutions are needed for different types of crimes. But you shouldn't be surprised by that. Tighter restrictions on the purchasing of firearms won't do much to impact gang violence, since most gang members are too young to buy a gun. So they can't buy a gun. Yet the anti-gunners don't actually care about any solution that doesn't explicitly ban the instrument used. So they'll use numbers that are purposely broader than those accepted by law enforcement simply because they'll make the scope of the issue appear to be much more broader. This is the kind of dishonest dance meant to scare the crap out of the suburban set who know very little about guns, a little about crime, but think they're fully informed because they watch the news and read articles that scroll by on Facebook. The people who are using these broad definitions want you to be scared out of your mind. And they want terrified people because terrified people aren't rational. Terrified people will accept almost anything so long as it promises to keep them safe. And there's part of the challenge. We should not allow people to buy into this. That is far too simplistic a way to regard some of this stuff. And these numbers and this definition needs to be shouted down every chance we get. But a lot of people accept these numbers on face value simply because they don't know any better. And we simply cannot let them get away with it. I say this, what I'm about to say, I say, and I take no pleasure in saying it, but we will see another incident worse than this one. We will. And I would be very surprised if we did not see a copycat of this one, simply because it was so successful, numerically speaking. I'm surprised it's taken this long to actually go to that with all of the discussions that we've seen over the course of years about the Charles Whitman shooting from the Texas clock tower. So, you know, in honesty, I'm just a little shocked it's taken this long to get to this point. And in the coming days and weeks, we're going to talk about ways to passively defend against this, proactively try to defend against this, the things you need to have with you, the things you can actually take with you. We're also going to talk about trying to figure out a way to prevent it. But there's not going to be any way to prevent the venue from being targeted. So the best thing you can try to do is to be not as much of a target. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at CATIArmor.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.